Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. A weeks-long standoff at a federal wildlife refuge in Oregon is over as the last four occupiers gave themselves up this morning. Surrounded by FBI agents and armored vehicles, the holdouts of a larger group that seized the Malheur National Wildlife Refuge more than a month ago finally surrendered to authorities. Greg Bretzing is special agent in charge for the FBI there and says the facility will be closed till a clean sweep is carried out.
Most immediately, FBI agents are performing a clearing of the buildings and surrounding areas of the refuge to ensure that everybody has been has left and that there's no one remaining on the refuge.
The group took control of the refuge, demanding the government turn over the land to locals and free two ranchers imprisoned for setting fires. Ranchers have been protesting what they say is federal overreach concerning Western grazing privileges. New guidelines released by the Vatican tell bishops they do not necessarily have to report allegations of clerical sex abuse to police. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli reports the move runs counter to the position of a special committee on sex abuse appointed by Pope Francis.
This week, a top Vatican official outlined papers presented during the most recent training course for new bishops. One of the papers was written by a French Monsignor, Tony Anatrella, who is a psychotherapist. Anatrella said bishops have no duty to report allegations of sex abuse to the police because that's up to victims and their families. This view is opposite that of the Pope's Committee on Clerical Sex Abuse, that it's a moral obligation to report allegations, whether required by local legislation or not. The committee had no part in preparing the training session. Anatrella is known for his view on gender theory, the controversial belief that children in Western societies are being exposed to radical notions of sexual orientation. Sylvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter says NATO allies are considering ways to help fight Islamic State using alliance capabilities. From NATO headquarters, Terry Schultz reports Carter's heading up the first meeting of defense ministers from nearly 50 nations participating in the international coalition fighting IS or ISIS.
Secretary Carter says his NATO counterparts are looking at ways to combine their capabilities to make greater contributions to the fight against IS in Syria and Iraq. They've just agreed in principle to let the U.S. use the NATO fleet of AWACS early warning planes to enable more airstrikes, but Carter is looking for more.
We want to accelerate and strengthen the campaign immediately. NATO can make that kind of contribution, so it doesn't end with AWACS.
Carter says he'll outline for coalition members the operational details of how the U.S. plans to defeat IS in Syria and Iraq, and then he hopes they'll be ready to allocate more resources. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz at NATO headquarters in Brussels.
First-time jobless claims fell last week. The Labor Department says applications fell by 16,000. Difficult day for stocks. The Dow dropped 254 points today. You're listening to NPR. International Monetary Fund head Christine Lagarde has been nominated to a second five-year term. The IMF Executive Board announcing today Lagarde was the only candidate nominated. In 2011, Lagarde was named to the IMF's as the IMF's 11th managing director. She is the first woman to hold the job. Lagarde was formerly the French trade minister and an international lawyer. Among other things, she's guided the multinational lending agency through the European debt crisis and a period of global economic stagnation. Baseball, rock and roll, and football all have halls of fame, and now Lincoln Center in New York does too. Jeff London reports.
The names of six distinguished artists will be carved into the stone around Lincoln Center's fountain, and a smartphone app will allow visitors to learn about them. The first inductees in the new Hall of Fame are Louis Armstrong, Placido Domingo, Yo-Yo Ma, Audra McDonald, Harold Prince, and Leontine Price. They'll be honored at a gala in June and enshrined in a new exhibit when Geffen Hall, the New York Philharmonic's home, is renovated. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
Fiat Chrysler's confirming today it will invest $3.7 billion Canadian dollars in its operations there, dedicated to building the company's Pacifica minivan, including a plug-in hybrid version. The automaker says today it expects the investment will result in the creation of an additional 1,200 jobs in Canada. Crude oil futures prices continue their downward slide. Oil lost another 4.5% today, down $1.24 a barrel to $26.21 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.